Stuck in a dinner rut? We've all been there, bored with the same takeout options or eaten a bowl of cereal for dinner. Let Cook Unity handle dinner tonight with ready-to-heat, chef-crafted meals delivered straight to your door. New menu drops, weekly recommendations, and a thriving community of award-winning chefs keep your meal options endlessly delicious. With a team of over 160 culinary innovators creating an ever-expanding lineup of small-batch dishes, Cook Unity serves up more than 400 irresistible meals for every craving. Plus, you can pause, skip, or cancel anytime, making it easy to find a plan that fits your tastes, schedule, and lifestyle. Shake up your meal routine. Go to cookunity.com/mealtime50 or enter code mealtime50 before checkout for 50% off your first week and 20% off your next 3 weeks. That's 50% off your first week and 20% off your next 3 weeks at cookunity.com/mealtime50.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
Well, arts journalist Pat Carthy joins me now to look back on the music year that was and forward to what we can expect in 2026. Pat, how are you?
I'm not too bad. And happy Christmas to you. Well, that's a belated happy Christmas. Happy New Year, I suppose.
Yeah, we have to get Happy New Year at this stage. I'm losing track of all the happiness
it's
we have to wish people.
It's that lovely period in between Christmas Day and New Year's Day where I don't know what day of the week is. I don't care.
No, and where I'm about 5 pounds heavier than I was two or three days ago.
We have to get out of here because I have a turkey sandwich to eat.
Yeah. Turkey's pushing its use by date at this stage. In fairness. right, look, if we look back at the big stories of 2025 for CMAT, I suppose, is where we probably have to start.
She's the big story. Ciara Mary Alice Thompson, to give her a full passport name. She was a huge star in Ireland. Well, pretty huge star in Ireland already in 2024. But I think this year, 2025, is the year she kind of went international. And a lot of it was driven by the single Take a Sexy Picture of Me, because not only because it's a great song and everything, but it had its own dance. Which is, I presume, for the younger people listening, took off on TikTok and things like that. That I'm our unsteady ground for me to be even talking about.
I was just going to say, if this wasn't radio, I could just get you to do it now in the studio.
I was just saying, for the people at home, they'll just have to imagine that I'm doing it now at this very moment. But I mean, the thing that got me as well was that at Glastonbury this year, at the coverage of Glastonbury, her set was a huge success, I thought. In fact, I wrote an article about it sometime this year, that there was a kind of a change in the guard at Glastonbury this year, in that there was an awful lot of younger women rather than 80-year-old men. Hmm. And they were there as well, but they were kind of maybe
pushed to the back a bit.
Maybe they're having their last round, you know, Neil Young and people like that. And maybe that's a good thing. But CMAT, I thought, was a huge success at that. And then she got the Mercury nomination, along with Fontaines. I was really hoping she'd win that. That was her second Mercury Prize nomination. She was nominated before as well. And also, did she affect the presidential election?
Mm.
Because her album was called Euro Country, and the title track was released as a single. It was her first top 10 hit in Ireland. It got to number 9, I think. First, there was two controversies about it. First, the first 45 seconds are in Irish, and the BBC didn't play it. I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah.
And they claimed, probably correctly, who knows, that that was the version they were sent by their record company.
Right.
Other people said, oh, the Brits are at it again.
No.
So we don't know, really. Probably a bit of a storm in a cup on tape. There you go. There's a few. there's a couple of fuckle for you. It was about the downturn after 2008, when CMAT would have been a young girl, but it affected her family and the people around her in the state she was living in Dunboyne. And it calls out Bertie Ahern by name. Mm-hmm. So did it affect his presidential election? Now, it calls out Cú Chulainn and Kerry Catona as well. They weren't running for office, so they were okay. But I mean, that's the kind of effect she had. She also turned up on Jimmy Kimmel's show in the US, so world domination is.
And of course, the Late Late Toy Show. I mean, you know, Jimmy Kimmel pales in comparison to
Jimmy Kimmel, who? Yeah, the Late Late Toy Show, of course, which I didn't see because I was working. But go on, tell me what she did on that.
She kind of appeared to the great joy of some of the children there. And then she had actually come straight from a gig at the Three Arena, which was most impressive.
Right, yeah.
And literally must have bombed it out to RTE to just about make it, and then sang with all of this choir of children towards the end. But I think that's kind of, you know, Roy Keane and CMAT were the peak of the toy show.
Just as you casually mentioned, she came from a gig in the Three Arena. Sure, there you go.
Yeah.
Three Arena. That's some serious business.
Huge. Yeah. And like, it's really interesting, the Bertie Ahern thing. Like, I feel like this year a lot of like younger age millennials, people who were kind of, you know, early teens above when that crash hit, kind of found their voice, and she sort of pushed that further on this year as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would have thought it's interesting that someone like that, who I suppose you could classify as maybe a pop artist, I think there's a kind of huge influence of Dolly Parton there as well on her music, but it's great. I think it's great that songs like that are being written, because you think of the political situation in America and there's no songs been written about it at all. Everybody's too, I don't know, worried about their own position, maybe, yeah, something like that, where someone like C-Mac comes out and says, yeah, well, this is what affected me. And I think that's great, and makes a hit out of it.
Yeah. Speaking of, like, another band who talk about an explosion this year, for good and bad, it's the year of Kneecap, really, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Yeah, Kneecap, I think their album Fine Art, I think, came out last year. In fact, I know it came out last year because I was a judge on the Choice Prize this year, and that was one of the ones that was up for it. But and also their movie, I think that came out.
I think that was this year. That was early part of this year, wasn't it?
So that was you know, a great kickoff for anybody. But what really made them, I suppose, a household name was their stance on several issues. Mm. Like, first of all, there's their very admirable stance on Palestine, I think, and the fact that they, for want of a better phrase, put their money where their mouth was and turned up at, say, you know, the big festivals in America, Coachella and things like that. And while they were warned maybe to tone it down a bit, they didn't.
Yeah.
And the same at Glastonbury. And I think the organisers at Glastonbury then decided not to broadcast their show live, which they did for everyone else. They did record it and they did broadcast it later on. But I think that was one of the few things that they did that for. Now, that's one side of it. The other side, charges were brought against Macara, who's better known at home. I better read this out too. Better known at home as Liam Og O'Hanig. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Is it O'Hanig or Hanny? I never quite know. But yeah, sure. That's the stuff anyway.
D in Pass Irish in the interest. Yeah. Very, very proud of it too. There was displaying a Hezbollah flag, allegedly displaying a Hezbollah flag at a Kneecap gig in London last November, November of 24, I think. And so obviously that's against the law in England. And there was also the alleged calls to kill your MP. Only good Tory is a dead Tory. I wouldn't agree too much with that. I wouldn't agree with maybe the co-opting of provisional iconography just because of the age I am. But you can't argue with the success they've had. Obviously, the charges were dropped. There was a load of people outside Westminster Magistrates Court the day of it. And then, strange enough, not long after, I'm not blaming Kneecap for this, Altogether now announced that they were the headliners. Yeah. So I think a lot of music fans would be hoping for Altogether, or were hoping, sorry, I should say, for Altogether now tickets under the Christmas tree. And I'm sure they're probably nearly gone at this stage. Great coup for Altogether now organisers to get them.
Yeah, Altogether now has been really up and coming the last few years, hasn't it? I mean, like they had Fontaines, wasn't it, this year, and now Kneecap next year.
Well,
and
did Kneecap just play two dates this month in the Three Arena as well? They're completely sold out for months as well. So they're only going to go from strength to strength, I think.
The
trick now is bring out another record and let's see what you got.
Well, this is it. Yeah. Can you follow it up rather than just the controversies? Movies, when we get into sort of movies. And the one you've picked out or highlighted here is a sort of movie of the year, Sinners. I have to admit, I haven't seen it yet, but tells me it's unreal.
Listen, I don't know whether it's on, it's been out a while, so I don't know whether it's on streamers or anything like that. But if anybody is sitting at home wondering, God, how will I get through another day of...
I can't put up with Willy Wonka again for the sixth time this break.
Sinners is one to go looking for. Now, the reason it got me into the cinema is because the review said vampires. That's enough for me. That'll get me in the door. As long as it's not Twilight, that'll do me. Either that or explosions. I'm not really a movie buff, you know. But while you were watching it, so it takes place in the early part of the 20th century in the deep south of America. And it's a great film for music as well because it explores blues and gospel. But the strange thing is, the head vampire is an Irish guy, right? He's played he's called Remick. He's played by Jack O'Connell. And there's a scene in it where they're kind of having a bit of a vampire hooly where they're jumping, they're running around. It's probably not described as that in the script, but they're going around.
I can see the subtitles now. Vampire hooly.
Yeah, but it's shown in Connemara. That's what it says in the book. So they're all dancing around this campfire, trying to get at these people. I don't want to give away the plot too much. Trying to get at these people who are in a building or something. And the song they're singing is Rocky Road to Dublin, which is very strange. And you think, that's great, because it kind of morphs in from some other kind of music, and then suddenly you realise it's Rocky Road to Dublin. And the music is provided by two of the lads from the High Kings, Darren Holden and Brian Duffy. It reminded me years ago, the Chieftains made a record, and this is just country now. Chieftains made a record with loads of guests on it, and one of the guests they had was the Rolling Stones, and they did the Rocky Road to Dublin, which morphed into Satisfaction. Oh, oh, there's a reference from the past.
Wow.
But that is the one to see. So if you're sitting at home and it's on the streamers, click on that. It's great. And feeling loads of national pride as vampires singing Rocky Road to Dublin. What a Christmas theme.
There's a sentence I bet you never thought you'd say in your life.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. Now, while we've been talking about some of the good, you also want to talk of some of what you consider the bad of 2025.
You're trying to stick me in a corner. Yeah, well, look, first of all, you can't argue with success, you can't argue with a hit. Westlife are after selling out God knows how many nights in the Point and in the SSE Arena in Belfast. But they made a single this year that was written by Ed Sheeran and your man from, what they call him, Snow Patrol, Johnny McDade.
Mm.
Now, I don't know, I don't wish ill on anyone at this time of the year, but, you know, I really think they should be in The Hague or the crimes that they committed there. And, as I've written down here, speaking of dodgy diddly eye music, the name of that single, by the way, if you want to check it out yourself, is called Chariot.
You're shaking your head vigorously here. Check it out if you want to. Waste your time. Is that what you're saying?
Not to like things, it's okay. talking to dodgy diddly eyes, I say here, what is the story with Amble and Kingfisher becoming...
Oh, you're not a fan,
Well, it's not that I'm not a fan. They strike me as kind of... It's kind of Coldplay folk. It's kind of Coldplay with banjos and fiddles, is it?
That's a good way to put it. What is it? Calais song. Calais. That is gone.
No, I thought it was... I'm from Offaly, so I thought that was pronounced Killy, which is the village down there, but I was wrong. 38 million streams, right? You can't argue that. And again, just like we said about Kneecap, I think those lads played... two nights in the Three Arena this month as well. They had an album called Halcyon. It's as undecipherable to me as Ancient Sumerian. What happened to rock and roll? Silly questions to be asking in an age when the Wolf Tones are back doing their final tour again and have sold out the Three Arena. I have written down here that Mumford & Sons have a lot to answer for. And they released a single this year with Hozier, who toured with Amble. So it's all connected. It's a conspiracy.
They're all linked together, trying to annoy you.
Can I change the subject and bring up something a bit more lighthearted?
Go on.
How about Samantha Mumba this year?
Oh my God. Yeah. This was the scandal I didn't know I needed in my life.
Yeah.
And as if, like, we're not going to get any of this in 2026, of course, because we won't be at Eurovision.
Yeah.
But the Euro song drama.
Well, Ireland has, I think, quite rightly dropped out because of Israel taking part. We won't get into that too much, but I mean, I think when in the 80s when I was a kid and they kept winning it and they couldn't afford it, they would have loved an excuse to drop out that time, I think. But Samantha Mumba, anyway, right.
I love the conspiracy theories, by the way, that somehow Hozier is involved in bringing bad music to you, and also the RTE not being able to afford Eurovision. It's all connected.
You know, I do some work for RTE. Maybe you should cut that off. But I live alone, as people can probably tell at home, and I have too much time in my hands to think about these things. Anyway, Samantha Mumba entered Eurosong back at the start of the year with a song called My Way, which I don't know. I presume it's not the Frank Sinatra one.
It wasn't quite that good. No,
it wasn't that good, was it? And she was entering the way it works, you know, the way so you qualify to go off and to Basel and represent the country. And anyway, she didn't get through. So she attacked the judges on social media, saying, and I think your man, the chef, the young fella, the chef was...
Donald Skehan, weirdly, one of the judges.
Which, you know, maybe he... I'm sure Donald Skehan, I presume, listens to music.
He actually does have a boy band history. He was... genuinely, like, as in he could have been in one of these... I think it was even Louis Walsh managed, perhaps.
Really?
And I'm butchering some of this, but he was in a boy band at some point
qualified as anyone to talk about this, I suppose. You can go back to my previous point. He's probably involved in that conspiracy. right. Anyway, she said they lacked the credentials, experience, or professionalism required and were unnecessarily rude and vile to all the finalists. Now, she did offer what she called a parting gift. I can't read this out in the radio. She offered a bag of male anatomy for them to choke on. That's about the best way I can put it, you know. Now, so she freaked out altogether. Now, a couple of weeks after that, I happened to be interviewing John Lydon, Johnny Rotten, you know, from the Sex Pistols, and he had entered Eurosong before with a song called Hawaii, which was written about his wife, who has passed away since. And it didn't get through, but he was on, you know, the way they used to do it on the Late Late Show. So he turned up. That was a strange sight. And I said to him, look, have you heard about this? And he had heard about it. And he said, this was his response to her. Get on with it, you silly cow. This isn't me now. This is him saying this. Get on with it, you silly cow. If you can't take criticism, don't put your face forward. The music business is head in the guillotine, looking up at the blade.
Well, he's probably not wrong at that, is he?
Probably not wrong. He's probably not wrong.
So go on.
Burning Bridges is
one way to put it. Right, well, we've cast our eyes over 2025. Yeah. We're coming up against time here. So if you had to pick out something you are just massively looking forward to 2026 in the arts world, what is it?
Forest Fest, first of all, in Emo is a festival for, let's be honest, it's a festival for middle-aged people. It really is. And
That sounds intriguing. Go on.
I know, it was great. I was down at it this year for the first time and... you know, it's all acts. Let me read out a couple of the acts that are already announced for this year. This is in July. Echo and the Bunnymen, The Undertones, Madness and James. Now, there won't be an awful lot of teenagers down the front bopping around to that. Don't think so, anyway. You know, and it's very nicely done. There's nice bars with proper drinks at it and proper food and very relaxed, you know. You're allowed to bring in a chair. You know,
oh
the foldable chair,
yeah.
I'd call them the camp chairs or whatever, and put it down in front of the stage.
In front of the stage, okay. Because I was about to say, you know, you can do that at most festivals, but not in front of the stage,
yeah.
My God.
I mean, the other big things that are going on is Slane. Well, that's completely sold out. Your man Luke Holmes didn't surprise some people, but didn't really surprise anyone who's paying any attention. Mm. That sold out in 5 minutes. Bon Jovi are playing at Croke Park. Not sure how that's going to go. The Weeknd, who also spells his name without... he takes an E out of it, so it's W-E-K. Yeah. So I think he's connected to Kingfisher that we mentioned earlier, because they take the E out of there as well. So it's probably, there's probably something going on there. I've been told not to comment about it. Let me see, what
deep,
else is going
deep
on?
Deep State is working with his drop
initiative. Nick Cave is coming in to play in Malahide. And on the same night, this is no good for middle-aged rock fans. On the same night, Guns N' Roses are playing in the Three Arena. You'd have to, if I can figure out by location by then, I'll be at both of those gigs.
That's probably part of the conspiracy as well, you know, you learn by location.
Robbie Williams, Mumford & Sons, Janie Mac, did I mention them already? They have, they're back again in February with another album. And Meghan Trainor, there's one for the kids at their home. Meghan
Trainor
has a new album out this year.
You sound perfectly enthused about Meghan Trainor and Mumford & Sons.
I'm absolutely delighted. And that's the end of the Dublin vote for...
yeah, Irlanda, Newport. Pat Carthy, arts journalist, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And looking ahead, looking back at 2025 and looking ahead.
Happy New Year.
And to you, very happy New Year. Enjoy it, whichever gig you end up going to.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy. Just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.